meant I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that never fails to cut the custard. You join us at the Theatre Royal in Windsor, a town famously associated with our own royal family. It was in 1917 that the House of Saxe, Coburg, Gotha took their new name from the place where they all spent most of their time. So, by the same tradition, when Sarah Ferguson married Prince Andrew, she naturally assumed the title Duchess of Airport. Windsor Castle receives thousands of visitors each year who marvel at the recently completed restoration work undertaken painstakingly by a team of experts who took several months to work out the Latin for in case of fire, break stained glass here. For the finest view, the famous Round Tower is best approached through Henry VIII's gateway, skirting by Queen Mary's budgeons and popping into James II's Tesco Metro. But Windsor has more to offer than just obviously popular attractions. Indeed, there are today several often ignored sites, completely unspoilt by endless queues of eager faces. Let me point out four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke Taylor. And please also welcome the lovely lady who never misses a good score, the delightful Samantha. Okay, we start with a game called Undelivered Mail from History. This should prove most popular, although there's little hope of its becoming as popular as the one called Undelivered Mail from Reader's Digest. I'd like you please, James, to suggest the contents of letters that might have changed the course of history had the Postal Service not failed that day. Barry, will you start, please?
Undelivered to Edward VIII. Don't abdicate, she's a man.
Tim.
Dear Lord Irvin, there's bargains galore this Easter at B&Q.
Yours, Tony.
Jeremy.
Dear King Harold, your new contact lenses are ready for collection.
And Graham.
This is one from Emperor Hirohito to the Joint Chiefs of the Imperial Staff. Correction to previous letter, should have read, I want to take out Pearl Bailey.
Dear Dad, everything going pear-shaped, suspect Judas, back Thursday, love Jesus.
Dear St. Paul, will you stop writing to us?
Dear Nelson, see you in my cabin during the battle. Lots of love, Captain Jeremy Hardy.
One from the Department of the Environment. Dear Noah, the emission of methane gas from your enormous menagerie could have catastrophic effects on the climate.
To Mozart, dear Am, saw Salieri buying rat poison, keep an eye out. Always finish on an anti-climax.
Okay, then.
I found one here. But...
It's time now for a game called One Song to the Tune of Another, which, despite the title, isn't too difficult when explained logically. In one composition, there are two elements, A, the tune, and B, the words. Taking a second composition, let's call the tune T, and for ease of working, the words Q. Selecting two songs at random, song S and song P, we take V away from S, leaving just A, the tune. And from song P, we subtract T, leaving the words, Q. With everything now split into its simplest form, we can either recombine T with B to form a new S, or A with Q to make a revised P. Well, I see the team's faces light up with the realization now that they have a choice. Go with the TSB, or draw in AQ for another P. Either way, one song is combined with the tune of another. But one combination, I'm afraid, which we have no choice about, is that of Colin Sell with a piano. Barry, we'll start with you. Will you please sing the words of I Enjoy Being a Girl to the tune of London Pride?
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my place. Out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl.
Okay. Jeremy, will you please sing the words of Every Breath You Take to the tune of Knees Up, Mother Brown?
Every breath you take and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you every single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, God, you see, you belong to me.
Good gracious. Now you, Graham, will you please sing the words of Leader of the Pack to the tune of the Habanera from Bizet's Come? Finally, Tim, will you please sing the words of Come Into the Garden, Maud, to the tune of the Can-Can?
Come into the garden, Maud, for the blackback night is flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I am here at the gate alone. I'm here at the gate alone, queen of rosebud. Garden of girls, come hither, the dances are done in cloths of satin and glimmer of pearls. Sweet lily, red and rose in one shine out. Little head running over with curls to the flowers, day that's hard. Come into the garden, Maud, the black that night is flawed or torn. Come into the garden, Maud, she is coming, my own, my sweet, my ever so airy a tread. My heart was here, her feet were here, the birds he begged. Oh, come into the garden, Maud, for the black that night is flawed.
Come here at gate alone, I'm here at the gate alone, green all the rose, but come, 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 Okay, the next round is called Straight Face. It's specially named in tribute to the wonderful audience we have here in the theatre. The object of this round is for our teams to take it in turns to come up with certain words on a given subject which will produce absolutely no laughter. The slightest titter, and that person is out. And that's not just out of the game, it's out of the theatre. Interestingly, the world record for this game is held by our own Barry Cryer, who once came up with 3,438 consecutive words without evoking a single laugh in response. In fact, the feat is still spoken about by the West Ruislip branch of the British Euthanasia Society. For whom he was providing the after-dinner speech. Okay, teams, I'd like you to exchange your unfunny words, please, on the subject of the countryside. Jeremy, will you start, please?
Silage.
Hound.
Hunt.
Mulch.
Style.
Blood.
Rape.
Subsidy.
Inbreeding.
Watch it.
Aldridge.
Newts.
Laugh there.
Oh. What? Somewhere in Slough?
Listen, my decision is final. You're out, Tim. Okay, carry on, whoever's next.
Bullock.
Set aside.
Dung. Heifer.
Cousins.
Yeah, sorry, Jeremy.
Close.
It's between you, Barry, and Graham.
Slurry. Fringe.
Well, we must move on. The next round is based on Monopoly. Our version was specially adapted from the popular board game by way of homage to its brilliant creator. Incidentally, homage is a foreign word of interesting derivation and can be used in various forms. There's petty homage, safe homage, and of course, homaging a building society with a sawn-off shotgun. Okay, team, Samantha has laid out the board for you exactly as we left the game last time. Tim, will you start, please?
Community chest. Good news, you've won second prize in a beauty contest. Bad news, second to Robin Cook.
Graham?
Oh, the master.
Luckier lady tonight. Whoa, two the hard way. I've landed on power gen. Has anyone got that?
No. I've got Mr. Bun.
No, I'll buy power gen then.
Buy power gen.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, right. Oh, community chest. You are trapped in a lift with Robin Williams. Go straight to therapy. So be it.
Jeremy.
Good one.
Old Victoria Station, pay £2,000 to a prostitute.
One of the cheaper ones.
Go back to the old Kent Road where you belong, you cockney tosser.
Here we go. 17. chance. Income tax paid 20p. Blimey, that's gone up.
Now time to play a game called Cheddar Gorge. In this round, I'll be asking the teams to construct a sentence by each of them uttering a single word at a time. The object is not to complete the sentence. I have the horn as usual, and when I... And when I consider a sentence has been completed, teams, you'll hear this. Okay, teams, I'd like your sentence to take the form of a letter to the head of Radio 4. Extra points will be awarded for the inclusion of bonus words. Barry, yours is enormous. Jeremy, yours is inspired. Graham, yours is breathtaking. And Tim, yours is outstanding.
On a cold day, too.
Okay, Graham, will you start, please?
Why? Oh,
why?
Oh, why? Oh,
why?
Oh, why is
the
schedule so outstanding
and
inspired?
Yeah, that completed a sentence. God knows what happens now. Carry on, Graham.
Many of
the
listeners... I thought you were out.
Oh, but...
Wait a minute, it doesn't sound...
No, he said he was out.
That's the last game. He doesn't go out.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
No, I'm not out. I'm still coming to terms with things at the moment.
Well, many of the listeners are
hoping
to
engage
you
in
some
productive
debate
on
enormous
matters.
Let's have one more round of that. Go on, Graham.
I'm starting again.
Right. No, you're not, Tim.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
Oh. Spells.
Something.
Beginning.
With.
The.
Letter.
Why?
Our next round is called New Versions. It's inspired by the current Radio 4 policy of rejigging old shows and putting them in different slots. The 1 o'clock news is now followed by Mastermind. Round Britain quiz can't be followed by anyone. And Nicholas Parsons in the psychiatrist's chair is followed by Prayer for the Day. The team's task is to act out new versions of literary classics. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start, please, by giving us your interpretation of Moby Dick in the style of Merle Coward.
Someday I'll find you. Watch out behind you. I've got a great big...
Captain Ahab, I am Mr. Worthington.
You must be my first mate.
I find that very hard to believe. Nevertheless, call me Ishmael.
What a pretty name.
Thank you.
Are you afraid of Moby Dick?
Not at all. I always take precautions.
There she blows, abast behind.
Who was that?
I thought he was with you.
There's not a moment to lose. Man the boat. Lower the sail. Empty the ashtrays.
Quick. Pass me that long, pointed thing and join me in a foxtrot.
Gladly, but why?
It only harpoons when I dance with you. You're going.
Good papa.
Uncanny.
Now I shall haul him onto the landing stage and slice him into tiny little pieces.
No, no, I beg you. Don't put your slaughter on the stage.
Don't put your slaughter on the stage.
in the midday sun.
Your turn now, Tim and Jeremy. Let's hear your new version of Macbeth in the style of MasterChef.
Well, tonight we have three contestants. Which one are you?
No, I'm which two? Oh, see, I see what you mean. Who are you, ask?
I'm Thane of Cawdor and Thane of Pronunciation.
Well, I'll be making braised tongue of dog with a coolie of eye of newt. Would you like a wee taste?
Now, do I detect nose of Turk and tartar's lip?
Well, my mother slipped about a bit, so it's not...
Now, what about dessert?
Well, I was thinking of laying on a Macduff.
I'm so glad that Spotted Dick is out of fashion. Out, damn Spotted Dick, out, I say. Is this a dagger I see before me?
Oh, I thought you were just pleased to see me.
Next week on Master McChef, a Danish theme, we'll be making omelet prince of dishes.
I see what you mean, that's awful.
Time now for Censored Song, where the team sings songs while taking care to remove any words liable to offend the more sensitive ear. Too much smut has polluted the airwaves of late, and I'm given to understand that even this program has made inadvertent transgressions. Were it not for a particularly keen-eared listener, we'd never have known there were filthy meanings to such expressions as melons, bristles, knockers, or huge thrippney bits. Our thanks go to the Bishop of Norwich for taking the call. The songs will be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell. Actually, we're all very excited for Colin, as he's been invited to play at a U2 gig. What great reunion dances those German submarine crews. Okay, we'll start with you, Tim and Jeremy. Will you please provide a censored version of Leaning on a Lamppost?
Hey, I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes through. Oh, my. I hope the little lady comes by. So if she'll get, she doesn't always get. But anyway, I know that she'll try. Me. Oh, my. I hope that little comes. There's no other girl I could pull. But this one I'd break any fall. I won't have to ask. She'd never... Me flat, she's not a girl like that. She's not absolutely wonderful and marvellous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm in on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady.
Okay, Barry and Graham, would you please provide your censored version of Whistle a Happy Tune?
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my erect. A happy tune, so no one will suspect I'm a... And whistle a happy tune.
Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, but it's just time to fit in a round of Hairdressers Film Club. Senior stylist Samantha has been called back to the salon, where there's a regular client waiting to have his length adjusted before she... before she finishes him off with an expert blow. So... so while she does that, I'd like the teams to suggest titles of films that might suit an audience of hairdressers, barbers and the like. Barry, will you start, please?
Die Hard. With the artist formerly known as Rince.
Something for the Lost Weekend.
Hair, the director's cut.
The one you've been waiting for. Bring me the head and shoulders of our...
They died with their roots done.
Mr. Smith goes to Wash and Go.
And, of course, there's all those films by Lassie's only real Hollywood canine rival. Rinse, Tint, Tinge.
Terms of endearment.
Quiff Vardis.
Indiana Jones and the Last Pomade. Starring Sean Completely and Hair Extension Ford.
Top Bun.
And from Disney, Peter Pan Teen Pro B Plus.
Well, as the scales of time are confronted by the Vanessa Feltz of eternity, and the cubicle of destiny is selected by the George Michael of fate, I notice it's the end of the show, so from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine people of Windsor, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Jeremy Hardy, and Tim Brooke Taylor will be given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Fell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.